by Emily Kopp. A sprawling final report by the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic provokes questions over whether some in the scientific community, including EcoHealth Alliance, the American nonprofit that collaborated on novel coronavirus discovery and engineering research with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and its president Peter Daszak, could face criminal charges stemming from the COVID-19 tragedy. The report's findings, the culmination of 2 years of work by congressional investigators, the review of more than 1 million documents and dozens of transcribed interviews and public hearings, include evidence that Daszak misled the committee on questions central to the COVID-19 origins mystery. Daszak exported gain-of-function coronavirus experiments to China, shirked his duty to probe his Wuhan colleagues for lab notebooks, viral samples, and genomic data, and helped to falsely persuade millions that the idea of a Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory, the committee's investigation shows. Daszak did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In May, the committee's investigation helped spur the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to initiate debarment proceedings against EcoHealth and Daszak. The debarment process is not yet finished but could result in EcoHealth and Daszak being ineligible for federal funding for a period of years. However, the new revelations spur the possibility of criminal charges related to the COVID-19 pandemic as well, namely making false statements or perjury. Among the report's most striking revelations, the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, impaneled a criminal grand jury to investigate potential federal crimes related to the origins of COVID-19. The status of this grand jury investigation is not public. Though the DOJ dragnet ensnared EcoHealth, neither the nonprofit nor Daszak are the target of the DOJ investigation, EcoHealth's attorney told the committee. A February 2023 email indicates that EcoHealth stayed mum on numerous non-public investigations. The only thought is whether to skip for the time being reference to our other government inquiries, the email reads. Especially on the executive branch front, where the DOJ grand jury investigation seems so far to remain non-public, I think it would be better just to say we're acting as promptly as possible under the circumstances without inviting inquiry into other demands for info. An attorney for EcoHealth emphasized the importance of keeping the federal investigations involving EcoHealth a secret from the public. Some communications between EcoHealth and its attorneys were made available to the committee, despite attorney-client privilege, because Daszak frequently looped in outside advisors. In a transcribed interview with the committee on June 16, 2023, Christian Anderson, a virologist at the Scripps Research Institute, reported that agents with the FBI were asking questions about COVID-19 at a May 2023 virology conference. The committee's final report lands just weeks before a new administration is set to assume power in Washington, D.C. Several of President-elect Donald Trump's nominees for appointed positions have made the issue a priority in recent years, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Amid speculation that some in Trump's orbit will push for legal accountability for former longtime National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NAID, Director Dr. Anthony Fauci, an influential champion of gain-of-function research, and whose NIAID underwrote the U.S.-China collaboration on coronaviruses, the report asserts that the coronavirus experiments under scrutiny indeed qualify as gain-of-function research, contradicting Fauci's sworn congressional testimony to the contrary. Report reveals Daszak and Fauci misled the committee. Daszak agreed to testify truthfully in a November 2023 transcribed interview and under oath at a May congressional hearing, but made multiple misstatements, the report shows. Claim. Daszak, well, there was a little bit said about DARPA declining to fund this, including people who have said that they declined it because of biosecurity concerns. Absolutely not true. Fact check. An EcoHealth research grant proposal dubbed DFUSE, pitched generating novel severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS-related viruses with a uniquely infectious feature called a furin cleavage site at a critical juncture on the spike protein called the S1/S2 boundary. SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, is the only SARS-related coronavirus with a furin cleavage site, which is situated at the S1/S2 boundary, generating questions about whether the intellectual property in the proposal laid the groundwork for the COVID-19 pandemic. The sought-after funder for DFUSE, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, rejected the proposal in 2018. DOSAC insisted for years that the project was rejected because of just a little myth around resource limitations and not because of the steep risks that the proposed research would generate novel pandemic pathogens. Well, there was a little bit said about DARPA declining to fund this, including people who have said that they declined it because of biosecurity concerns, DOSAC said. Absolutely not true. DOSAC claimed to have notes from a meeting with DARPA corroborating this, but never supplied them to the committee. However, DARPA program manager Jim Gimlet, who made the final call to deny funding for DFUSE, directly contradicted DASIC's claim. Gimlet told the committee the rejection stemmed from a lack of due care for rules governing pandemic potential pathogens. The research team didn't address, or basically just denied that they had to address gain of function because it didn't fall under any of the regulatory requirements, he said. The EcoHealth-led research team has denied that its coronavirus work qualified for more rigorous review under gain-of-function rules in part because it worked with bat coronaviruses related to SARS, rather than SARS or other viruses known to infect humans. Even if it's a bat virus, it could have risks, Gimlet said, refuting that idea. These concerns were formally communicated to DOSAC in a letter, which was leaked in 2021, and confirmed to be authentic by Gimlet. The proposal is considered to potentially involve gain-of-function/dual-use research of concern or research because they propose to synthesize spike glycoproteins which bind to human cell receptors and insert them into SARS senior COVID backbones to assess whether they can cause SARS-like disease, the letter reads. Claim. DOSAC, we were locked out of the system. Fact check. DOSAC submitted a progress report on the NIAID grant that underwrote his research collaboration on novel bat coronaviruses with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the report describing the period from June 2018 through May 2019, nearly 2 years late, in August 2021, when an enormous incentive existed not to report experiments that could reflect poorly on EcoHealth or the WIV. When pressed on the delay, DOSAC claimed it was due to technical difficulties. We were locked out of the system, DOSAC said in a transcribed interview. However, an internal National Institutes of Health, NIH, forensic audit, made public for the first time in the congressional report, shows that DOSAC accessed the AERA system used to submit reports 72 days between the report's due date and its submission nearly 2 years later. Perhaps the most publicly debated testimony was that of Fauci, the former head of NIAID and a champion of gain-of-function research. Claim. Fauci, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you were referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Fact check. In a series of Senate hearings in 2021 under questioning by Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, Fauci repeatedly denied that the coronavirus experiments undertaken by American scientists in collaboration with the Wuhan lab qualified as gain of function research. This paper that you were referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function, Fauci said. At a June 2024 hearing before the House Select Subcommittee, Fauci doubled down on his original claim. Did the National Institutes of Health fund the potentially dangerous enhanced pandemic potential pathogen gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Representative Debbie Lesko, Republican Arizona, asked. I'm saying no because I've said no multiple times, Fauci responded tersely. By contrast, several experts confirmed to the committee that the coronavirus experiments under scrutiny met the definition of gain-of-function research. Although the definition of gain-of-function research was removed from the NIAID website, it was described as recently as 2021 as a type of research that modifies a biological agent so that it confers a new or enhanced activity to that agent. Both the acting director of the NIH Lawrence Tabak and coronavirologist Ralph Baric, the architect of many of the coronavirus experiments under dispute, confirmed the work qualified as gain-of-function research. Is it a gain-of-function phenotype? Absolutely. You can't argue with that, Baric said. Dr. Fauci's testimony was, at a minimum, misleading, the report reads. Witness testimony and a plain reading of EcoHealth as research conducted at the WIV using U.S. taxpayer dollars confirm it facilitated an experiment that conveyed new or enhanced activity to a pathogen, thus, satisfying the definition of gain-of-function research. DOSAC avoided a lab leak talk with Jingli Shi. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, EcoHealth had marketed its research as valuable for distinguishing between natural and lab-borne pathogens and as pivotal for gaining a foothold into labs in China and its allied countries. Yet after the COVID-19 pandemic emerged in the same city as his partnering lab, Dossack brushed off demands to obtain lab notebooks, viral samples, and genetic sequences from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, even though the experiments were underwritten by U.S. funding. Dossack expressed indignation at demands from the NIH Central Headquarters, which suspended EcoHealth's NIAID grant and asked Dossack to supply data that could exculpate the Wuhan lab from suspicions an accident caused the pandemic. Dossack was aided by Fauci's former institute, NIAID, which surged new funding to EcoHealth amid the controversy, weakening Dossack's incentive to turn over documents. An email made available by the committee for the first time shows that Dossack in fact never asked SHRF for critical data in compliance with the NIH's investigation. Instead, he simply forwarded a letter sent to EcoHealth from NIH. Dossack has blamed his inaction on extremely strained communications with Wuhan colleagues due to Trump's posture towards Beijing and the U.S. government's decision to debar the lab. But new emails show that he has maintained a friendly correspondence with Wuhan Institute of Virology senior scientist Xingli Shi. Paradoxically, while flouting requests for information about the research in Wuhan from NIH, Dossack allegedly stressed to his funders at NIAID that it was important for a suspended grant to be reinstated in order to obtain viral samples from Wuhan, according to the report. When push came to shove, Dossack told congressional investigators that the samples were likely to remain in the Wuhan lab's freezers and denied ever promising the U.S. government access to them. Far from pressing his Wuhan colleagues for information, Dossack groused with Shi about the congressional investigation before his testimony in May. Dossack and Shi expressed shared outrage that the U.S. government was investigating their research. "Dear Peter, I fully support you," Shi wrote on April 28. "I believe you will beat them down. Shame on those stupid politicians." Originally published by U.S. Right to Know. Emily Kopp is an investigative reporter who covers the origins of COVID-19 and biosafety.